Спасибо, уважаемый господин.
Thank you very much, distinguished chair. I would like to also, just like other delegations, congratulate you on your appointment to this post. The Russian Federation also reaffirms our readiness to provide you all support that you need as we continue our work in this forum. For us, the question of the modalities of the implementation of Chapter 10 of the Rules of Procedure is particularly important. That relates to the participation of non-governmental entities, including regional intergovernmental organizations and non-governmental organizations. The rules that are contained in Chapter 10 are not spelled out in a very specific manner. They contain general language, and they need very clear clarification on how they will be implemented in practice during our meeting. This question has already been discussed in great detail last year during the MSP and the annual conferences of states parties to AP 2 and to Protocol 5. And also this year during the conference of states parties on amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5. Unfortunately, however, despite all of the attempts that delegations in the Bureau made, the decision that would make everyone happy and that would help us resolve the problem was not adopted. And we have yet to find that solution. We state it once again, the position of the Russian Federation on that issue has not changed. We continue to believe that Chapter 10 of the Rules of Procedure does not give, by default, non-governmental entities that are referred to in this chapter any automatic possibility to take the floor during official meetings during the events held under the CCW. We're convinced that such organizations should make a constructive expert-level contribution to the work of states parties and not politicize the discussion. We're ready to confirm the rule of procedure or the rules of procedure only with the understanding that the participation of non-governmental entities referred to in Chapter 10 will be limited to their possibility to be present during official plenary meetings, to submit working documents, and to make statements in an informal manner, only once for each non-governmental entity, during a special segment of the meeting that will be dedicated to such statements, only after the state's parties conclude their discussion of all substantive agenda items on the agenda, and only in a non-politicized manner. We would like to draw your attention that such a solution will help us due to the short time that we have to ensure a more effective discussion of all agenda items. And I'm referring first and foremost to the substantive agenda items. Now, if such an approach were to be ignored, the decision related to the confirmation of the rules of procedure, if indeed we take such a decision, will lose any of its force, and the question will require yet another consideration by states parties. With this, such an understanding does not create any precedents for the future work under the meetings of states parties and under the CCW as a whole. We do hope that finding the best possible solution related to how we implement Chapter 10 of the Rules of Procedure in the best possible way will be continued by States Parties.